angry Somalis then got together. Their waters were poisoned. Livelihoods were being threatened. They took matters into their own hands. Fishermen began to arm themselves and attempted to act as unofficial coast guards. They began to seize ships in late 2005. So this has been going on since 2005. These were released after ransom was paid. Among them were cargo vessels, luxury cruise liners, and tuna fishing boats. Once the pirates boarded the ships, most ships who were caught dead-handed dumping would give money to the Somalians. I don't know why this American ship decided to fight back, but it did. There's other rumors about why it fought back, mainly because it's spying, because somebody is saying that Russians are smuggling weapons into Somalia. There's a lot of reasons, I haven't confirmed yet why this has been going on. But see, these guys are pretty much fishermen and farmers fighting for what is theirs. The Somalis would ask for ransom money they would use to cover the cost of cleanup. Not one person has died, by the way. I heard two wrongs, so make it right. Not one person has died except for the pirates. Three pirates were killed by the Navy. There's not one person that was killed. Not one person has been killed during these hijackings. Not one. It's not wrong to defend your turf. They boarded because they were doing something wrong. I can promise you that. Just because they board a U.S. boat don't mean jack shit. They've been boarding boats all over the place. And they actually feed and take care of the people that they board while they have them hostage until they can get the money. There's not been one that I know of incident of a person being killed by a hijacker. They're not terrorists. They're farmers. They're fishermen. And they're trying to clean up their area, and this is what they do when they do it. Now, the pirates that you're hearing about that are taking care of business with the guns and the big rocket launchers and all that other stuff are part of the transitional government. They got an idea. Hey, these guys are defending their turf. Why don't we go with bigger guns and bigger whatever and take over these boats and make millions of dollars? So now the farmers are getting double fucked. The fishermen are getting double fucked because now they're not going to be able to go out and do that because now they have the transitional government, CIA-backed traditional government, blowbacks, basically doing this. These guys are blowbacks. They're like Saddam Hussein. They're Manuel Noriega. They're the same group of people. We hired them, and now they're coming back, and they're fucking us. One of the interesting things I want to point out to you, take a look at these pictures. These are pictures of our pirates. These are pictures that have been taken off blogs from Africa, Ethiopia, Canada, okay? These are the pictures that I took off those blogs, off of those areas there, okay? Now, let's take a look at the American sites. Boy, that's a big difference, isn't it? These guys look like they're ready for their rap video or their disco video or whatever. It looks like an album cover for some militant rap hip-hop group. Why? Because Americans wouldn't respond to little farmers with little guns shaking. No, they got to be all dressed up really nice with all this money that they've got. There's the difference between America and the difference between what we're seeing in Europe and places like Ethiopia. Sure, those guys are the pirates. Those guys are the ones with the money. And who's giving them the money? The money came from what they've gotten when they were in the transitional government. The transitional government that was basically put in by force by the CIA. These guys are blowbacks, I promise you. They're just as bad as the other guys. They are what remains of the CIA blowback program government similar to the Contras, Manuel Noriega, Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein. Hussein was hired by the United States to fight Ayatollah Khomeini, and Osama bin Laden was hired to fight the Russians in Afghanistan. The pirates were hired a long time ago by the United States and Western interests. They are now creating a crisis as pretext for war and distraction from the problems happening in our own backyard. Isn't that funny how that happens that way? Take a look at these pictures and look at them good. Donald Rumsfeld shaking hands with a good friend Saddam Hussein. George Bush sitting with Manuel Noriega. Zbigniew Brzezinski playing with guns with Osama bin Laden. And Barack Obama kneeling before the Saudi king. Just pay attention to that. Now, either the U.S. makes these shady deals on purpose, or we're a country that really is a poor judge of character. Take your pick. This isn't change. It's the same thing all the time. And we're exploiting someone who's trying to defend their turf because they don't have a government. You realize Somalia doesn't have a government. So, yeah, they're pirates, all right. But how many years? 19 years. They don't have a government, so they're not recognized as a Coast Guard or a military or whatever. They're defending without a leader. So does that make them bad? Does that make them terrorists? No, it makes them people who are defending their country or defending their turf so they can eat. That's exactly how it's going to be in the United States when your government decides they're not going to give you money anymore and they're not going to provide what they've been providing. Along with all the talk about global warming and ecological disaster looming on the planet, just who are the pirates now? Those who attempt to defend their turf against ecological marauders or big governments that love to talk big about global sustainability when they pollute and rape the earth in places that they hope no one will notice. Which is worse? Think about that. I know this all sounds like a simple conspiracy theory, but it isn't. It's reality. It reaches far deeper than that. Not only are fishermen and villagers threatened in Somalia, but the entire ecosystem of the planet is being damaged. The United States, along with Switzerland, Italy, and others, being the biggest offenders, and have been making backdoor deals with rogue governments for years to dump toxic waste. This is a reality. It's been going on for some time. Since the 1940s, these countries have been passing the nuclear waste football around from country to country. What we're seeing in Somalia is backlash and exploitation of what big governments have been doing for decades, raping the planet of resources, making money from it, and basically criminalizing those who decide to fight back. That's what they've been doing. That's the process. That is how things are done. Now, if you don't agree with me, if you're irritated by what I say, get up and talk about it, because I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear how we can be excused for talking about global warming and urging people to pay attention to global warming when they're fucking the planet with all kinds of toxic waste, nuclear or otherwise. They decide to fight back, we turn them into terrorists. That's why I call bullshit on global warming. Call bullshit on global warming. I mean, you look at what's going on with the toxic waste. This organized blame game is just bullshit. You're going to be victimized soon by policies of global sustainability, and I've been telling people about this all the time. An anthropogenic global warming is small potatoes when you consider the mass and the mess that we've created with this toxic waste situation, nuclear waste. The half-life of radioisotopes add up to billions of years. The issue of disposal methods for nuclear waste is one of the most pressing current problems we have today, yet policies and evaluations of where and how to dump the waste have been put on the back burner for policies that will implement a green tax. Hundreds of new taxes are now being developed in order to try and curb greenhouse gases, yet most policies and new restrictions with regard to toxic nuclear waste are being delayed until 2015. In the meantime, the nuclear big-mouthing between the U.S. and other world powers is hollow because of the mess that we're still needing to clean up, especially messes in our own backyard. You realize we're still cleaning up messes from the 20th century. These toxic wastes are not new. Deals are being made where foreign wastes are dumped right here in the United States. All around the world, countries are cleaning up after the legacy of World War II and the Cold War. That means the nuclear waste made in the 20th century is still being dumped and shipped all over the world. The weapons that fought the Cold War, the facilities that manufactured those weapons, and the factories that fueled a continued war effort left behind a trail of pollution. Yet we're being told that we are responsible for the condition and the global climate. We are being told that we're responsible. Our cars are eating up greenhouse gases. I just read the Drudge Report this today that fat people cause global warming. Fuck you. I'm fat. I'm losing weight. But you know what? I don't give a shit. They're going to tax farmers for cow flatulence. If your cow farts, you're taxed. You know? If you eat meat, you're taxed. If you have a goddamn heater in your patio, you're taxed. They're going to do their carbon taxes. And there's no reason for this because they're fucking us with the toxic waste. Go ahead.
The only way to reduce your carbon footprint involves the cessation of your heartbeat, so I refuse to feel guilty.
Thank you. Give her a hand for that. That's what global sustainability is. Global sustainability is die for the planet. Fuck you. I would rather live to make this planet better than die for your fucking cause, you political fucking prick. I am sorry, but I don't buy this global warming bullshit. I don't buy this global sustainability bullshit, and I'm sorry if I'm ruining your little myth, okay? I've been fucking tired of nuclear toxic waste since the time I was born. My parents were downwinders. I have fucking tuberous sclerosis, which makes me more apt to get cancer because they were downwind of a fucking nuclear test. And toxic tailings were everywhere in Utah when I was growing up. The Vitro tailings pile used to be right down the street from my house. It was everywhere. People at Hanford, lived near Hanford, the Tri-Cities, I think they're fucking tired of it too, right? Chances of you dying of throat cancer in Hanford, near Hanford, is very high. Thank God I'm over my renal cell carcinoma. Hope you don't get it from all this toxic bullshit. But global warming is what I care about. My taxes is what I care about, being taxed for farting and being fat. Depleted uranium has been used in weapons, rendered parts of the world unlivable, like Yugoslavia. People have been suffering the effects of tumors, cancers, and birth defects from these weapons. Many of the victims live hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away. People are feeling the effects of depleted uranium in Britain. Yet the war effort must continue. Fucking terrorists. Fucking pirates. You know how silly that fucking sounds right now? It sounds fucking silly to me, and I hope it sounds silly to you. According to the World Nuclear Association, depleted uranium is not classified as dangerous substance radiologically, though it is potentially hazardous in large quantities beyond what could convincingly or conceivably be breathed. Its emissions are very low since the half-life of uranium-238 is the same as the age of the Earth, about 4.5 billion years. There are no reputable reports of cancer or other negative health effects from radiation exposure to ingested, inhaled, natural or depleted uranium, despite much study. Tell that to a veteran. Tell that to someone who's been around those weapons. I had a talk with my fiance's roommate, and he told me all about Agent Orange and how he's got tumors and how he has to get them taken care of because of that. And I told him about my tumors. We were talking about our tumors, talking about our exposure to this fucking waste. This continued war waste that we have to have. Oh, it's for my freedom. Well, you know what? I'm not fucking free when I owe $48,000 fucking dollars for cancer surgery. I'm not free at all. I am not free when that shit happens, and I don't give a shit who's blowing up what. Pirates is pirates. Let's get out of the fairy tale and get with fucking reality. Nuclear waste trains. Thank you. If you want to applaud, you can applaud, for fuck's sakes. There are nuclear waste trains that travel all over Europe and all over the United States. What? With nuclear waste, so they don't know where to put it. They don't know where to put it, so it goes everywhere. It goes from Italy to the UK to Germany. It goes to remote areas of Russia. We dump there. It's really a bad thing. And you know what's interesting? It's that the Atomic Energy Committee, the International Atomic Energy Agency, says that nuclear operations most vulnerable to terrorist attacks are the trains. No one's hit them yet. We hit buildings, but we don't hit trains that are full of nuclear waste. At least not yet. And it goes on and on and on. Stephen King's novel The Stand was based on a VX leak, a train that went through Utah, killed a bunch of sheep. Thousands of sheep died. If it would have blown one way, it would have killed people in Salt Lake City, Utah. They transport that shit to Nevada, Utah, the West Desert, the Yucca Mountain facility where they put all this nuclear waste. They buried a nuclear reactor from Hanford out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, boy, we're really leaving a legacy behind for our kids, aren't we? It's all about global warming when in reality we're fucking the planet from the inside out. Toxic waste. And I'm the toxic Avenger, people. Well, there's another side to the story, too. Seems a lot of people have come up with the idea that maybe we ought to just take all this toxic waste, encase it in glass, and send it to the moon. Well, guess what? Scientists are saying, we don't want to do that. Why? Because it'll hamper moon missions. How many fucking moon missions have we gone on since 1973? None! We've never been to the fucking moon! Jesus Christ, how stupid! And God damn it! 40 years we've never been to the moon. Oh, we're going to hamper future moon missions if we put shit there. My God, there's nothing up there. Maybe there are. Maybe there are aliens up there, and we don't know it. Maybe that's why they don't want to put shit up there, because we don't want to kill those little aliens that are living up there. Fuck off. We need to stop this political bullshit about global warming. We need to stop it, and we need to pay attention to what the real problem is, and that is that we are not sustainable because of bullshit fucking wars that have been going on in the 20th century that continue into the 21st century. That Obama doesn't seem to want to stop. Change. Ching, ching, change. No change. So what is the solution? Well, I'll tell you what the solution is. The simple solution is not lying, new carbon taxes or greenwashing for global sustainability. It does not come to the tough talk to nations that most recently have discovered nuclear power. It doesn't come from that, no. It most certainly doesn't come from declaring war on Somali fishermen who have been bullied by criminal Western-backed transitional governments and robbed of their resources through illegal fishing and toxic dumping. The solution is that the Obama administration should stop taking their war on pirate rhetoric seriously and stop taking all of what Bush talked about seriously and stop endorsing it. From wiretaps to not going after torturers to supporting all of the Patriot Act and all the other bullshit. Did you see Texas? Texas, Governor Perry said that they have the constitutional right to invoke their 10th Amendment constitutional rights. And yeah, go ahead and applaud that. And you know what's good about that is he can also secede and they can also divide into five states. You know what that means to me? That means someone's talking civil war. And what happens when you start talking civil war? You get people like Neapolitano getting up there saying, well, guess what? We have provisions in the Homeland Security to go after people who are right-wing extremists. And where did we hear about right-wing extremism being the sole target for the new Homeland Security? We heard it at the Ground Zero Lounge before it even became news. Because we had discussed this also. James Media Monarchy and I discussed this as well. We knew, and we told everybody about it, because we knew what the next phase was going to be. Not your little turban-headed terrorists anymore. No. They're looking after people who don't like the new administration. They're looking for people who don't like the war on pirates. They're looking for people that don't believe in global sustainability. Every government in history has taken part in some sort of extortion and abuse. Every government. They have made deals with thugs and criminals, and the United States is not at all immune from doing this. Every administration has endorsed some of the most brutal acts in history, far more hideous than any pirate, real or fictional. It's official. Obama will not prosecute CIA. I read this, and I just shook my head. Is this going to be talked about on the news as we argue whether or not the Tea Party was effective? The teabagging party, as they called it. That was a nice way of throwing in a little gay joke there. Thank you, Anderson Cooper. You know he's gay, yeah. Anyway, it's no secret. So is Drudge. Anyway, that's how he gets all that information, you know. Pillow talk works every time. Anyway, I'm going to get fucking sued. I'm going to get sued. I don't give a shit. Come after me. I have no money. You can pay my fucking cancer bill. Yeah, get in line. Right. The new administration has sent their message loud and clear on how they feel about government torture. And with troops expanding in the Middle East, it seems that there's no way out of the never-ending war. Wars that rape the earth of resources and leave behind toxic and nuclear waste. I guess it's true what they say that, what they said in the movie the Pirates of the Caribbean. They said, well, there's a little bit of pirate in everybody, isn't there? Who's the pirate? Who are the pirates? I got a little presentation I want to play for you now. Something I found online that I really think is cool. And I'm going to play that for you. I hope it plays well because I always have problems playing shit from the internet. But we're going to try it and see what happens here. Okay, we're going to lights right screen. You got the sound up there? Okay, here we go. Let's see if it works. Take a look at this.
St. Augustine. Way back in days of old, he reported on this theme. A mighty emperor had caught himself a pirate who was a terrorizing people who were sailing on the open seas.
What meanest thou by keeping hostile possession of the sea? What meanest thou by seizing the whole earth? Because I do it with a petty ship, I'm called a robber. Whilst thou, who does the same with a great fleet, art styled emperor.
And old St. Augustine thought that was a pretty smart answer. Cause there are pirates and emperors, but they're really the same thing. When they go and try to reach the same ends by using the same means. Well, they do it big or they do it small. From a little tiny boat or from the hallowed halls. Bully is as bully does, that's plain to see. Speaking of bullies, what would you say about a gang of vicious low-down thugs who were trying to overthrow the government by attacking undefended civilian targets like schools, farms, hospitals, and outreach centers?
Why, I'd say they were terrorists.
I'm sorry, the correct answer is freedom fighters. At least that's what you called these thugs, aka the Contras, when you funded their campaign of terror and indiscriminate killing to overthrow the government of Nicaragua. There was trouble in the land of Nicaragua in the 80s, it's true. And Uncle Sam has always said this kind of thing just really won't do. So he paid for a bag full of dirty tricks and turned killers into heroes with a PR blitz. Well, freedom's sure a funny word for what the Contras did do. You know, there are pirates and emperors, but they're really the same thing. They just want to let freedom ring. Well, they do it big or they do it small, but only one goes down when they break the law. While the big one claims,
this really don't apply to me.
The funny thing about pirates and emperors is that they often start out as pals who get into a tiff somehow and end up enemies.
You mean like Lex Luthor and Superman?
Yeah, except Lex Luthor was a nice guy before he lost all his hair. Whereas Manuel Noriega, Saddam Hussein, and Osama bin Laden were all known thugs and mass murderers when they were on the CIA payroll. That's why they got the job. Either that, or Uncle Sam is just a really bad judge of character.
I don't understand why this keeps happening to me.
Well, not so long ago, we thought Saddam here was a pretty swell guy. We helped him get the goods to make the Ayatollah Khomeini cry. But Uncle Sam decided it was not Saddam's fate to be the leader of his Middle Eastern client state that was sitting on top of a big, huge oil supply. Big and little thugs got thuggery in common, even if one's got stars and stripes on him. Bully is as bully does, that's plain to see. If it looks like a duck and acts like a duck and quacks like a duck, it probably is a duck. You know, a rose is a rose no matter how much it stinks.
I resent that comment. I'm not a duck. I'm an anti-duck. I'm a counter-duck. Well, I'm more of a mallard, really. Why, I'm fighting a war on ducks. Any ducks come around here, I'm gonna blast them.
There you go. I like that. That's really funny. Give that a hand. So, yeah, if it acts like a duck, quacks like a duck, probably is a duck, but then again, you know, you never know. You need to understand. You need to ask yourself. Somebody brought this up to me the other day. There was some thing they saw. I think it was a Monty Python sketch where the Nazis were, like, shooting in World War II, and one of the Nazis says to the other Nazi, you know, that's really interesting is that I think we're on the wrong side. The one Nazi says, how do you say that? Why do you say we're on the wrong side? He says, look, we're wearing skull and crossbones and we're all dressed in these weird outfits. I think we're on the wrong side. Think about it. There aren't Halloween costumes now, but you have to look at the philosophical angle. You have to look at where your conscience is. There's more to every story. And to use this rhetoric, the war on pirates, as a way to make their candidate look like he's tough on terrorism is a bullshit way of getting away with all kinds of piracy. And the piracy continues. And what do pirates do? They're good at being scallywags and they're good at betraying you and robbing from you and continuing to rob from you because they do it with such passion and grace. No, they're not romanticized at all, Matt Lauer. They're fucking thugs with nuclear weapons. And they wouldn't think twice about using them on you if you decide to rebel. So Texas, pay attention. You want to be rebellious and you want to rebel, go away, secede. Everybody else is thinking about doing it. Just see how far that goes in a civil war here in the United States. Somalia had theirs. Argentina had theirs. They lost their economy, and they lost their pride, and they even lost their sovereignty. If we don't change, that's what we're going to be seeing. And I'm giving it, like I said, back in March, 120 days. You're already seeing people shooting up factories, and you're seeing people shooting their families and saying they can't live because they're losing everything. It's only the tip of the iceberg. And like I said, the solution is this. Clean up the mess that we left in the past and stop doing this war shit and stop milking us for wars that are needless to keep us on the brink of starvation. That is what we need to do to change. That's the solution. Not getting all pissy, going about it through philosophical evaluation, looking at ourselves to see where we are spiritually as well, where we stand mentally. Want to remind you, these shows are available now. I'm selling them for $10 a piece. If you would like one, put in your request. Give me $10. I'll give you one next week. Just come to me. I'll have one ready. It takes me a little while to put them all together, but I want to make sure that I have enough CDs to deal with it. So come up to me if you want to buy one. They're $10. Also, my other shows are recorded. I can also record those and sell them for $10 too. A couple of people like to thank James from Media Monarchy for being here tonight. Give him a hand, please. MediaMonarchy.com, great place to go to get some information. I'd like to thank the lovely Janine Duffy for helping me tonight with some of the images. She did a great job on a lot of them. Give her a hand, too. Karaoke from Hell's up next. We'll see you next week from the Ground Zero Lounge. I'm Clyde Lewis. Good night.